Holy Spirit on God, Amen. The gospel of this blessed Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Ba'una, as we just heard, is one of the common passages and one of the most difficult as well. Hearing this command over and over again, love your enemies. And as I maybe talked about it before, actually before even we try to love our enemies, we have to make sure that even we love those people who live with us. If I cannot love my family, if I cannot love my neighbors, if I'm irritated with everyone around me, then the command about loving my enemies, I'm not ready for it yet. And this is again the struggle that we have always to remind ourselves with. The command to love our enemies is not to do favor to others by loving them. We do not do our enemies any kind of favor when we love them. It is not about them. The true battle that we are all or ought to think is the battle with ourselves, is with our hearts deep inside. And God, when He is asking us to love our enemies, He is recommending this or asking, instructing us to do so, so we benefit ourselves. Because he, like Him, He is kind to the unthankful and the evil. So the question that we'll try to answer today in few words is this: why and how ought we do good to those who hate us? And again, before I speak about this, I will repeat the same message over and over again. Before we love and we try to serve those who hate us, let us make sure that we love those who love us. And we care about those people who are living with us or living around us. And this is maybe our true struggle. How many of us we can claim that we have enemies? Actually, we should not have in our minds any kind of enemy except Satan. He is the only enemy that who is trying against us in order to take us away from the promise of the kingdom of God. So basically, we shouldn't have any enemies. But what if others consider us as enemies? They do not treat us kindly. They are not nice to us. Then why I should be loving them? Is it just because God said so? What exactly He wanted me to learn? What He wants me to benefit when He says, love your enemies? So speak first about the motives to love an enemy. What are the motives? Number one, this is one of the marks of the resurrection of our lives. Am I resurrected with Christ or am I still dead in my sin? Because not because I come to the church and I stand on my feet and I can walk, then they say that I am resurrected. If hatred still works in my members, in my heart, members of my body, then I am still dead. So, St. John says to us, we know that we have passed from death to life. How? What is the mark? Because we love the brethren. If we cannot love, then we are still not, the resurrection is not working in us. The second motive is because this is the evidence that we are born from God. Sometimes you find a young person, you don't know whom he is, but you tell him, you look like this person. Is he your father? You walk like him, you talk like him. This is usually the case. Children, they imitate their parents, even unintentionally, but people can recognize them from how they act and how they deal with others. Children take so much from their parents, reflect their images. So this is one of the things that reflect that we are born from God, that we can love everyone with no discrimination, even those people who hate us. Also, St. John says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. When we recognize in ourselves that we are irritated with those people around us, this is something we need to resist and we need to fight against it. We should not surrender to it. If God would feel the same, He is irritated with mankind, He would destroy us because we make everything reasons for Him actually to avenge us. Thinking of Him, and sometimes I think of this myself, and I say this to myself, how much patience God is showing towards me. I do many things in His eyes that would infuriate Him, push Him to anger every single minute maybe. But He's still so patient and so kind. We are born of God as much as we can love those people around us. The third motive, Love is the only way to turn an enemy into a friend. If you are bothered with the animosity of someone, maybe loving this person, maybe this will turn him. Maybe this is actually the only way. You do not win in a battle against a friend, against an enemy, by trying to conquer him, making him feel bad, or maybe disregard or disrespect or tease this person. This is not the way. Actually, you will add gas to the fire, and you are going to like bring more animosity between you and this person. If there is only any way for this person to change, maybe by being a friend to him or her. In a story that's known to us about Saint Macarius, how while walking one time with one of his disciples went ahead of him, and he met with a priest who was pagan. He worshiped idols. He rebuked him harshly, spoke to him with very harsh words about, "You are a man who serves Satan." The priest responded to the disciples by beating him, was about to kill him. And after a while came Saint Macarius. He saw the same man, the priest, carrying whatever he was carrying to go and serve his idols. He praised him, being diligent in whatever he was doing. And the man told him, "You know that I am a priest to idols." He told him, "Yes, I know." He told him, "Why you praise me?" He said to him, "I praise you for your diligence, not because of what you are doing, but because you are a diligent man." The priest was touched with the kindness of Saint Macarius and told him about how he met with his disciple, and he was so angry with him because his disciples was not kind to him. And this man turned and became later a disciple of Saint Macarius. Only love can change people. And again, I go back into the relationships that we all have between us and our families, our neighbors. The spirit of fighting and fighting back, and word in another word, and a hit another hit, this will not get us in anywhere. We'll just make things worse and worse. Why not to try to be friends to those people, be kind to those people who are not kind to us? Speaking a few minutes now about how we love our enemies, why not to try this? We have been trying all the time to treat people as they treat us. And what did we gain out of this? The fourth motive to love an enemy is because this is what grants us eternal reward. There are many things that we do in this life who are just for the maintenance of life here. Like, for example, going to work, earning our wages. All of this will just maintain life here. But at the end of the day, when we stand before God, it wouldn't matter if you're working as a CEO of a company or working as a janitor in somewhere. It doesn't matter. One of the things that also is a kind of labor, but at the end of the day will carry no reward, is loving those people who love us. This has no reward because it has its reward in itself. I love you because you love me. I care about you because you care about me. Good, well, wonderful, nothing wrong with that. But where is the reward here in heaven? Nothing. We are rewarded in the same relationship. I am kind to you because you are kind to me. I was just like, this is something that's comforting. But at the end of the day, it carries no eternal reward. This is what the Lord Christ meant when he said to us, "But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them." Sinners love those who love them. What makes us different is because we love those people even who do not favor us. We still can be kind to them even if they are mean to us. And this is where you heap for yourself treasure in heaven. The fifth motive why we should love our enemies is because we cannot pursue the purity of heart while allowing hatred and grudges to dwell within us. Imagine you have a cup of water and you want to drink from it. And the water is like maybe like half liter. And then one person bring a small grain of dust and put it in it. Would you be able to drink from this cup? No, you wouldn't even try. Why? It's polluted already. No one can justify to you that's a small grain of dust. The whole cup, 500 milliliter of water, is clean. No, it's already ruined. In the same way also, when you hate, hatred is hatred. Once it gets into your heart, it will ruin, it will defile your heart. and your heart will lose its purity. We struggle to acquire the purity of heart so we can see God. As the Lord Christ said, blessed are the pure in heart, for we will see God. When I hate someone, no matter whom he is, I already allowed hatred to defile my heart. I lost purity, even though I have my justification. The sixth motive why we should love an enemy is because this is the way to receive God's mercy and forgiveness. We know this fact. In every virtue, Christ said, imitate me. Do like I do. Except this one, he says, I will do like you. If you forgive, I will forgive. If you keep grudge, I will treat you the same way. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. As if like he is the one who is reacting. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. It's very strange. When it comes to this one in particular, this is the one, only one, that God said, I will imitate you. I will treat you in the same way. I always wonder about the time I'm going to stand before God, what I'm going to answer him for all of my sins and my shortcomings. And I find no excuse. I cannot claim I didn't know. I cannot claim that because this was over my ability. The only thing I can think as a response is, according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to my sins. But at the same time, I will know that God will measure his mercy according to mine, and he will grant me forgiveness as much as I am willing to grant others forgiveness. I think this is something we have to meditate on often. We have no response to God for our sins except according to your mercy, O Lord. And I will say, yes, sure, I will grant you mercy. Give me your measure, and I will measure the same, and I give you back the same way you treated others, how much you forgave them, how much you allowed maybe them to hurt you, and you do nothing in return. The seventh reason and motive why we should love an enemy, because this is the way to truly free us from the chains of bitterness. When I hate, I allow Satan to chain me and hinder me and make me crippled. I like this saying by Nelson Mandela when he was freed from prison after being there for 27 years for no reason except because of his race. He said, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead me to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I would still be in prison. Prison is not just like being in a place that constrains us. Prison can be inside me. I can walk among people and I'm imprisoned. How many times we hold on grudges and bitterness and we say, I'm going to live with this to the last day of my life, as if saying, I will be in prison to the end of my life. If I'm imprisoned here, it will not be a surprise that when I pass from this life into the coming one, I will just continue into the place of comfort, another prison. Hell is a place that's closed from within. If I choose to get in my current life, it will come as no surprise that this is what I'm going to continue in the life after. The only way to free us from this is to let go. That's it. Whatever happened, happened. Let go. Move on. Do whatever you can to maintain peace. So these are the seven motives why we should love an enemy. Then we come to the second question. How to do so? How can I turn my feelings? It's not easy, and I agree with you. But there are certain facts we should remember about love. Love is not just a mere feeling. Love is a decision that you make. When you marry someone, at the beginning, you have feelings, passion. Which is good, great, wonderful if you can maintain it. But in order to maintain these feelings, the other person has to earn the feelings. But what if the other person is not doing anything that can make me passionately love him or her? What should I do? I'm still bound with the command to love my partner, my spouse. Then love comes now as a decision. I decide to love the person. Always remember this. There is part related to how you feel, and there is another part related to the decision you will make. Another fact we should remember about love, love is not synonymous with friendship. It is not because I need to love my enemy, I have to befriend him. This person, yes, maybe the only way to love him is to keep a distance when you still love him from a distance. The Bible commands us, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Live in peace. You don't have to befriend the person, but you have to maintain peace with this person. So what are the forms of love that I can commit to, and I decide to do it with a person that I don't feel well with him or her? Number one, love may be shown in seeking no revenge. This is the minimum. And by saying no revenge, sometimes we say, thank God, we do not avenge anyone. But revenge does not always come in the form of hurting a person physically. It can come into hurting this person's reputation, talking about him or her behind his back, saying all kinds of evil against this person. What am I doing? I'm avenging. I want everyone to hate this person because I hate him. And at the end of the day, I say, I didn't do anything. I don't hate him. I'm just like venting. But what about your venting will make this person look horribly? There are certain people you can share your thoughts and feelings with. You can talk with your father of confession. Maybe sometimes you talk with your spouse. Maybe not all the time. But apart from this, actually, I might be avenging for myself by speaking evil of another person. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. So this is the bottom line. No revenge. The second way to love an enemy is where love is granted when you decide to pray for those who hate us. Today, I encourage all of you, the person that's upsetting you the most becomes the subject of your prayer for the rest of the liturgy. God bless this person. And when you pray for him or her to be blessed. Not for Ya Rabbi Warini Fi Yom, Hagat Al-Hayya. This is not a prayer for a person. This is actual expression of hatred, but in another يعني for. You love for this person to be blessed and nothing more and nothing less. Lord, please bless this person, bless his family, give him grace. Let me see him in a nice way, in a kind way, and let him see me in the same way as well. Love is also expressed in blessing those who curse. I still can speak kindly even if I am insulted. This is again another form of love. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Being reviled, St. Paul, then what? We bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. You look at the interview with the families of the 21 martyrs of Libya. None of them would speak any evil against the murderers of their children and their husbands. None. No one even think to say any bad word about them. How they got there? Those people resurrected with Christ. That's why for them it was not something difficult. We look at them and learn from their example. Love is also offered in the act of service. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. All of these actions, by the way, include nothing about feeling that I am affectionate towards my enemy. So all of them still are subject to our will. We still can do these things even if I feel bad. We can do this because these actions because they are all under the control of my will. Being a person who can serve this person who is an enemy for you, treating you bad, come today and ask, can you do for me this favor? And you are the first person to volunteer. Yes, I will do it for you more than anybody else. Because I know I don't feel good, comfortable with you. So I will serve you better than even any other person that I would volunteer to serve. Love also can be expressed in being respectable, being considerate to other people's feelings, being committed to the other person, being understanding, finding excuses. All of these can be done to those people whom they consider themselves as enemies. I want us to think differently when we speak about love. Love is not only about feelings, saying I cannot love my enemy Yes, you cannot love him by your feelings, because your feelings does not include a button where you push it and all of a sudden you love him. But still, your actions can reflect love according to God's command. We cannot go around this command. There is no way out. We cannot say, I will do everything else, but when it comes to love my enemy, there is no way. There is no way around this command. And again, I go back into, before we struggle to love our enemies, let us struggle and do our best to love our relatives, our neighbors, and the people who live around us. May the Lord to grant us this kind of heart that's pure enough to love everyone, serve everyone. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.